previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Hobbs here on Algoa FM Breakfast. It's called Too Sweet at 7:45 with Wayne, Lee and Charlie T. It's been an exciting week. Last week, the Nelson Mandela Bay Manufacturing Showcase highlighted the region's potential as manufacturing and export hub for Africa, aiming to boost confidence among industry leaders and stakeholders. It was a two-day event showcased the metro's manufacturing strengths, fostering new investments, value chain opportunities and job creation. Today, we are thrilled to have two key figures from the event joining us on Algoa FM Breakfast. Please welcome outgoing Chamber President Luiso Dodwana and Chamber CEO Denise van Hastien. Good morning. Thank you for joining Algoa FM Breakfast.
Good morning. Lovely to have us.
So nice to have you here. Denise, Luiso, so I obviously spend far too much time on TikTok, and the algorithms clearly picked up that, you know, we were preparing for this interview and so on, because what was coming up on my feed, on my TikTok feed, was, funny enough, a lot of people from outside PE talking about Gqeberha and the opportunities here, what value for money it is, what a good lifestyle it is, you know, the cost of living is affordable and so on. And it was really interesting to be sitting on the outside looking at outsiders talking about your city in such a vein. What would you guys say makes NMB the Bay of Opportunity?
Okay, so last week we actually launched, we officially launched the Bay of Opportunity. And for us, when you look at the immense potential, we are a two-port city. And when you look at our manufacturing sector and the skills that we have, we've got innovators, we've got engineers, technicians, great minds here. And I think that is playing out in everything we're doing as organized business in terms of what we've been doing to research the Bay. And now we're moving into unlocking the potential of the Bay. And we've been able to bring together different businesses, different business leaders with a unity of purpose, where we're all uniting behind a common vision of retaining and attracting investment into Nelson Mandela Bay.
You kind of asked the second question then that I was going to ask you. I mean, why, firstly, did you host the manufacturing showcase? And what do you hope to achieve from this? Because we're not going to put in so much effort if we're not going to get a positive output from this.
Yeah, so maybe just to mention on that, what we did is we focused on the existing investors, but also the incoming investors, okay? Because it's important that people understand what is about to come to our city. So, for example, we've got Stellantis that's putting a 3 billion light commercial vehicle plant up at the Kuga IDZ. And then you also have Hive Hydrogen that's planning a 105 billion rand green ammonia production plant, which would be the biggest inward investment into South Africa ever. And from that, the hydrogen workflow from that would be huge in terms of indirect and direct opportunities. So that is there. You know, we just need to make sure our environment is enabling and that we welcome these new investors here. And as a business community, we really need to unlock that potential.
You touched on this very briefly, Denise, at the beginning of your very first answer. How did you get so many different businesses to participate and align around this common goal?
Well, maybe Luiso
perhaps can answer that.
Yeah.
I think it's important to note that I think Lee said that earlier on. When you're in a corner, you come up with alternatives. So that's where we've started from as business. We've had so many challenges in our region, and we felt that we needed to unite around a common purpose. And what we've actually established is that almost all the businesses that we have in the Bay have similar problems. So it was quite easy for us to garner support around a common purpose to address the issues that face them, from infrastructure challenges that they have, also to logistics challenges that they have.
And it's been wonderful to witness, you know, the sense of unity in and amongst business around Nelson Mandela Bay. Really,
yeah.
It has been.
Yeah, that's for me is probably one of the most encouraging things. We were talking about that off air before we went on air. Denise, for you as well.
Yeah.
Working in this, you want everybody to unite to make this work, because we've got to move forward.
Yep. Yeah, it's actually been amazing for me to see the level of commitment from business leaders in the city and the willingness to volunteer. I mean, some of them are saying to me that they may be MDs of companies, but they actually work for the chamber now, you know, because we've got them involved in so many initiatives. We, for example, last week we launched a local economy reinvention think tank, and we've actually deployed engineers and out-of-the-box thinkers from across the city, from the different businesses that are now in the work streams, so that we can unlock those opportunities around hydrogen, around what we're calling automotive, global gaps, and so on. Mm. So, and people are responding to it. You know, in the beginning, I think people thought we were a bit crazy with our ideas and we wanted people to do things that normally they wouldn't do. But I believe it's vital that we have a vibrant civil society, and business is part of that. And even if we get political stability now, and in our city, we need to continue to be active as a business community, so that we can also drive the environment as we want it to be, and so that we can thrive and create jobs.
Mm. We don't have opportunities to mess it up this time around.
No,
it's our only time, and we feel that we have to do it.
Absolutely, we're out of chances. Loyiso, you are also, you know, an esteemed businessman in Nelson Mandela Bay. I see Wayne introduced you as outgoing chairperson. What does this mean? Are you moving away entirely, or are you still going to be aligned and working closely with the business chamber?
In terms of our MOI, I've become the immediate past president of the business chamber. So I'm not lost to the business chamber. I'm going to be working closely with the incoming president, as well as Denise, to further this project we started.
That's lovely.
He's not allowed to go anywhere. I've told him he's working with us for the next 10 years.
Lastly, what is next, and how are you going to bring the Bay of Opportunity to life in our city now?
I'm glad you asked that question, because I think often we end up having workshops, meetings, and then the action is the part that's lacking generally.
The execution, yeah.
Yeah, so for me, I'm focused on the action, and next month we're going to be launching a trade desk where we're officially launching the Bay of Opportunity, and we want to proactively unlock those work streams in terms of attracting investors here. So that's going to be the next step, and we've actually got partners that have really come on board to support us, because we are a non-profit organization. And then after that, the next big initiative will be a skills desk, because we've also identified that there's a lack of technical skills, for example, across the manufacturing sector, where there's vacancies, but we don't have the right skills to fit in there. So we want to undertake specific initiatives to close that gap. We also want to do a skills audit among all the manufacturers, so we understand what that is. And then I also think within that skills desk, there's opportunities to even train businesses, governments, and so on how to implement, because I think that's the challenge that we have in South Africa, where we have good plans and so on, but the implementation is lacking. So that skills desk, I think, could unlock a lot. And then I've got some other ideas after that, but I think let's first get the trade desk launched.
Of course you do, Denise. Of course you do.
Just jumping in with one very, very last one. Very important for local government to come on board to the party as well, eh?
Absolutely.
We have a very strong collaborative relationship with all spheres of government, not just local government. Mm. And we engage from time to time with them. And I think you can see that with what's happening in our city, where we work very closely with the municipality on a number of projects.
Yeah, and those relationships are incredibly important moving forward. But we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much. Thank you for all the work that you're doing. But you mentioned MD, you know, MDs of other companies now being thrown into the business chamber to do extra work. I'm an MD driving to work this morning, hearing this conversation. I want to get involved in these projects. Is there an opportunity for me to do that?
No, absolutely. There's space for everybody.
Sure.
So there is so much going on, and I can see all the opportunities. So for me, it's about harnessing everyone's unique strengths and also their reach. And more what I'm doing as well is I'm reaching out to Joburg-based companies because I want the head offices involved as well.
Where the money's at.
Yeah, and also we could be an alternative to Cape Town, you know, if we really play our cards right, because the other thing we need to do is get into tourism and all of that as well. So I think there's a lot of areas where people can get involved, and I think they must just reach out to us and we will find that opportunity for them. And it's about all of us. It's not about me or Loiso as individuals. It's about the cause.
Yeah. And it's a good cause, so thank you. Denise and Loiso from the Nelson Mandela Bay Business Chamber, thank you for joining us this morning on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.